I'm Angela Ross, and this is SoCal Voices. Music moves us. It evokes a range of emotions and can instantly transport us to a specific place or a special time in our lives. Mark Romero of Mark Romero Music in Laguna Niguel knows how healing music can be. He says music can heal your life at the speed of sound, and it's something he has made his life's work. Mark Romero, welcome to SoCal Voices.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like I qualify to be a SoCal voice. Born and raised here, you know, so I guess I'm in the right place.
You are absolutely in the right place and just delighted to have you here. Before we get to how you help others with music, I'd like for you to first talk about your earliest experience with music that you can remember. When did music speak to you? And when did you really begin to get serious about music?
Well, I think music first spoke to me. Unfortunately, it was kind of forced upon me by my mother. She thought, oh, you know, every kid needs to learn how to play the clarinet. And, you know, so I had to learn how to play clarinet. And I rebelled against it. And I was, you know, really rebellious against the whole thing. I mean, how cool is an instrument that you actually blow air into? I mean, I just couldn't put my hands around it. You know, I know professional clarinet players, they don't feel the same way, but I definitely did not vibe with that instrument. And it wasn't until high school, went to go see one of my favorite rock bands in concert. And, you know, like the dedicated kid, I came home, dad, you got to get me guitar, dad, got to get me guitar, dad, guitar, dad, my name's guitar now until you give me a guitar. And he got me a guitar for my birthday and I picked it up and it was like love at first strum. Never put it down and been playing ever since.
That is fantastic. What was it about the guitar that you think spoke to you so much? Why did it appeal to you?
Well, I think it was probably the type of music that I was into. You know, at that particular point in time, a rock guitar was like the coolest thing ever. And for me anyways, you know, and I'm like, oh, I got to learn how to do that. I got to learn how to play this. I want to be like a rock, you know, guitar player guy and play all those cool leads and everything. And so that was my inspiration to get started and, you know, started taking lessons. And from there started learning, you know, finally after working through the basics, started learning some of my favorite songs. And from there it took on its own life and metamorphosis and has completely changed, of course, to this day, but it's been an amazing journey.
Who were some of the folks who you initially tried to model yourself after when you were first learning guitar?
Okay, I'm going to totally date myself.
That's okay.
A huge Pink Floyd fan.
Yeah.
David Gilmour, Pink Floyd. I went to go see The Wall in concert. That was the concert that inspired me. I wanted to jam on top of my own wall with that electric guitar like David Gilmour did in the concert. And that was my inspiration. And, you know, back then, like I said, I was really into a lot of rock and stuff, you know, Zeppelin and all the cool rock music was out at that particular point in time. And, you know, I started playing that, but I definitely got to give the kudos award to David Gilmour and Pink Floyd.
Yeah, you can have worse heroes, you know, that they those are some good guys. They can really play. So let's get to now how you discovered music as a healing power, because, you know, we often hear, you know, music soothes the savage beast, and that there really are studies that show that scientifically that music really does serve a healing purpose for a lot of folks in many types of situations. But I want you to talk about when you first discovered that your music was healing. Tell us about that.
You know, I would love to say I masterfully came up with this on my own and, you know, just thought one day through some type of like intuitive download that I was going to become this sound healer guy with guitar and stuff. But it wasn't really part of my agenda. It wasn't part of my plan. And it was really kind of in an area that I wasn't really very comfortable to move into being, you know, a recovered CEO and left brain guy. So I got invited to a performance at a wellness center local in town, and I'm playing. And after I'm done playing, the woman that runs the center comes up to me. And she goes, "I hear tones in your music." And I'm looking at her. I'm like going, "Oh man!" I could just tell she was going to get weird on me. You know, I just intuitive hit. And then she gets right up in my face and she goes, and nobody can hear the tones but me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I knew it. I go, you know, I heard some tones too back in the 80s, listening to Pink Floyd, hanging out with my buddies. You know, we heard some tones. And she goes, no, I'm serious. She goes, I know these scientists. Let me get a CD from you. And I want to give them your CD because I think they're going to be really interested in your music. And so I'm like giving her a CD. Maybe she'll go away. Maybe she won't bother me anymore. Kind of went home, didn't tell my wife, Lara, about that or anything. It was kind of her idea to have me play at this wellness center. And didn't think anything more of it until I got the call from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Jones, who was a former top consultant to NASA, who was involved in this study and looking at the implications of the 80,000 plus man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water, all the wireless technology that we are surrounding ourselves with. What are the implications upon the body, upon our health, our wellness, our state of mind, how it is that we operate and function? And I tell you, my life took a turn that, you know, and I have a very creative imagination, but I could have never imagined going down that path. And that's how it all got started.
Wow, that is really something. So, okay, these tones, talk a little bit about the terminology, what is really meant by that, and the direction that you went in, where after the Wellness Center, where did things go from there?
Well, I got invited to a lecture, and it was on quantum physics and energy and health and vitality. And I get there, and I am absolutely blown away. I had never had thought about looking at myself as anything beyond what, you know, I could experience through my senses, what I could feel and touch and taste and smell. And that was the scope of my life, as I think for many of us it has been. But that night I realized, wow, who we see in the mirror is just the tip of the iceberg of who and what we are. And I was completely blown away. But what really blew me away was halfway through the program, they start demonstrating physically on how things we use every day, cell phones, laptop computers, chemicals, actually compromise the body's energy field and put it into a weakened state. So they have people up on stage are doing all this muscle testing and range of motion and flexibility and strength testing. And I am completely floored at what I was witnessing. But then when it really took an extra high gradient turn, they said, Mark, come up here. We want you to start playing. So I'm kind of like, okay, I had no idea what was going to happen. I start playing and I see people's physical energy shift instantly in front of my eyes. Where people were going weak and being compromised, all of a sudden they're not going weak anymore. They're not being compromised. People who could not touch the floor because of lack of flexibility, I'm playing and they're putting their hands on the ground. And I'm like going, what the heck is this? Quite honestly, it's kind of freaking me out a little bit. I went home. The does not compute light was flashing in my head. It was an amazing, mind-blowing experience. And I think, honestly, I kind of tried to just kind of pretend it never happened. You know, it's just one of those weird experiences in life. And a couple of weeks later, I got a call from Dr. Jones. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, we're so excited. He said, your music has frequencies in it that actually harmonize and tune listeners' energy fields. I'm like, okay, what does that mean, Doc? He said, well, when your music plays, there's an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. He goes, and the brain gets put into a peak performance state. And he goes, and on top of that, the body and the brain and the energy field are maintaining that state when being exposed to things that would normally put it into a state of disharmony. And I'm still kind of lost at this point. He said, listen, he goes, we want to buy 1,000 CDs from you and start selling them. I'm like, okay, well, that I can relate to.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
about everything else. So that's how I kind of got started in the whole field and really started learning about consciousness and energy and how something as simple and beautiful as music can have a profound difference on people's lives.
What did you play?
I played all my own stuff. You know, I love to compose music. That first album I made for fun, not to have the intention of going into the music business or becoming a rock star. I just jumped in just to have the experience of going into a studio and bringing my music and making an album. And so I had a neighbor that played drums. He helped me produce the album, played drums on the album. We put it out, and lo and behold, that album changed and transformed my life and opened me up to gifts that I didn't even know were there.
Have the scientists ever spoken to you about something particular about the style of music that you play that has this impact on folks, as you've just described, compared to, say, any other piece of music that someone could listen to? Talk about the uniqueness and the particularity about what you're doing and how that plays into this healing that these scientists mention.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because if we look at the field of sound healing, and what's emerging today is that there are instruments, whether they're bowls or, you know, different types of instruments that produce specific frequencies or sound, okay? And that sound in itself has an inherent response on the listener, whether it's a tuning fork. You know, there's so many different things that make tones and noises that are part of the sound healing genre, so to speak. And initially I thought, okay, maybe it's the type of guitar, you know, maybe it's the style I play. It was made by this guy in Spain, you know, maybe that has something to do with it. And it wasn't until later that I learned from Doc, and then also through some synchronistic experiences, that it was like something that was coming through me. Mm-hmm. And I was in essence using music as a way to get it out into the world. So it wasn't so much about specific notes and tones or styles. Mm-hmm. It was just myself playing the music. And then I learned later down the path that you could put intention into the music and convey that out into the world, which really started opening up the door to a lot of healing and transformational work that I was able to do through sound healing, through sound sessions.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You talk about energy disruptors. And I want you to go into a little bit more detail about what the most powerful energy disruptor is and why it's so essential for our health and healing and well-being that we get beyond that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we live in a world that's kind of filled with a lot of miscreations. You know, we've put 80,000 plus man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water. And just in case that's not enough, let's throw in Wi-Fi, smart meters, 5G, 4G, 3G, all the EMFs, everything that we're being exposed to in our space, that these were scientists that were looking at what their detrimental effects upon our health and our well-being and our stress levels. But one day I had the opportunity to sit in the office with Dr. Jones, who was this, you know, brilliant quantum physicist. I used to think he was from another planet. He had more letters after his last name than his last name itself. And he asked me this question. He said, "What do you think is the most powerful disruptor in the whole universe?" And I'm thinking, you know, Doc used to consult to NASA. It's got to be something like radiation, gamma rays, something like that. He said, "No." He said, "The most powerful disruptor in the universe are our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. The stories that we have all put within the operating system software of our minds of lack, limitation, not good enough, I don't deserve, I'm powerless, I'm unworthy of creating an extraordinary life." He said, "Nothing could be further from the truth. And our mind shapes our experience. So through these limiting beliefs, we've actually disconnected ourselves from our power, from our true essence, from who and what we really are." And I was just blown away by that answer. And it really kind of opened up to start creating music to help people. I was doing coaching work and healing session work with to help them move past their own limiting beliefs that they have picked up because of past traumas and past experiences in their lives, and started using music as a way to melt away those limiting beliefs so that people could free themselves to, well, in essence, soar, in essence, start stepping into who and what they really are.
Mm-hmm. It really sounds a lot like what we hear about from scientists who study the mind, study the brain, and say we are not using anywhere near the brain power that we actually have. in terms of our lives. And as you say, the stories that we tell ourselves and the scripts that we follow and how limiting all of that is or can be on our lives. I want you to think about some of the people that you've helped. And if you could maybe tell us about one or two, what their situations were, to the extent that you can, you know, outline that without, you know, blowing any confidentialities. What was happening with a particular case that really spoke to you, and how did your music help them?
Well, I started getting into doing coaching and mentoring work, and I've always had this passion for helping people to move past obstacles and barriers and places. You know, we all get stuck from time to time on our journey through life as we move through. And so I started doing this work. Now, music wasn't part of that work initially. And then one day I was working with a young lady, and this is the very first, what I call musical mantra, and I'll explain what that is. She came to me with a very common issue. You know, for the last 10 years, I've been creating disharmonious, dysfunctional, non-working relationships. No matter what I do, no matter what classes I've taken, what seminars on relationship, what books I've read, I still keep creating these relationships that are dysfunctional. They don't work. I'm so tired of it, Mark. I want to be able to move through this. And so we're having a discussion. And I think one of the things in working with people is I started to almost kind of like hear where people were out of tune. It's like they say, I want to create a loving relationship, to use this example. Mm-hmm. But yet she was broadcasting resentment. It's like, okay, who do you got stuff against? Well, you know, I started digging in, ended up against her father, you know, and she said, you know, we're not close. We've had this dysfunctional relationship for 10 years. You know, I hold a lot of resentments against him, you know, how he was growing up, how he treated my mother. And, you know, it's completely understandable. And I asked her a question. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, are you willing to forgive your father? Mm. And she said, yes. I said, I just got this idea. I'm going to play you a piece of music for forgiveness. I'm going to record it in the studio and I'm going to send it to you. So out comes this piece of music. I'd never played it before.
Wow.
With the intention of forgiveness. Recorded live. I sent it to her. I said, listen, I want you to play this in your space, you know, in your home as much as you can. And then let's just see what happens. So she called me up 3 days later. Mark, you are not going to freaking believe this. I said, what's up? My dad called me today out of the blue. He said, listen, he goes, the last 10 years have been really tough. He said, I'd love to sit down with you and talk about forgiveness and see if we could put some of these pieces to rest. She goes, you don't understand. My dad's like Macho Man guy. He would never do anything like that. I said, you know, if anything I've learned hanging around with quantum physicists, you start realizing that everything that outpictures in your life, including your relationships, is all an outpicture of you to one degree or another. I go, you set the intention to forgive your father. You played this music in your space. What shows up? An opportunity to forgive your dad. Hmm. And ultimately was something that she needed to do to be able to open up to that healing and loving relationship that she so much sought for. Because in essence, what she was doing was recreating relationships with her father in attempts to try to heal them. And so after that whole experience, I'm like going, maybe I'm on to something here. And that was the very first musical mantra, which is a piece of music that is expressed with a certain intention. And that day, it was about forgiveness. Forgiveness was my very first musical mantra. And then from there, as I started working with people, I'm like, oh, this person needs to love themselves more. Oh, this person needs more self-confidence. Oh, this person needs to do some self-forgiveness work. Oh, this person needs more compassion. And this library of music began to build up. And in essence, I would prescribe pieces of music to support people in their healing. And that was one of the very first people that I've worked with. And since then, there's been people who have had health challenges, chronic conditions, mm-hmm. have been able to move through and shift those experiences because they're going into that space where all change comes from. And that's within ourselves. And it's almost like the music helps to kind of like open a door where you can just kind of like, oh, I don't need to go to 20 years of therapy anymore to forgive my mom. I can like reach in and let go of old resentments, old beliefs, old, you know, agreements that we made over the course of our experiences in life that limit us and prevent us from really shining at our full level of possibility.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be such a contented person, peaceful. Have you done this with yourself? Have you worked on some stuff with Mark, with your music? Is that possible?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think all those years in my corporate life, you know, because I was 19 years in the high tech world, mm-hmm. I would play music every morning. You know, I had a roommate that played bass. We would jam. We would play when we get home after work. I didn't even know. You know, I think it was helping me to reduce stress. I think it was helping me cope with the challenges in life. And then later, as I started learning more about the therapy aspects and qualities of it, and being that, you know, hey, we all have things to work through. You know, I figure until we're all like walking on water and raising people from the dead, there's room for expansion and growth, right? So, you know, so I'm like kind of going, okay, so yeah, over the years, I've done a tremendous amount of work. My own little guided meditations with my own music and little processes, little visualization exercises. And then I've worked with the music to help release and let go of old, you know, traumas that I've held within myself because of my past experience, you know, my parents getting divorced, my dad leaving home when I was like 12. I mean, just going through all these different things, you know, that I've had to go in and heal and to let go of in order to continue my expansion and my growth and to really kind of create the life that I really, you know, wanted to experience.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what you think about some of the turmoil that the world is in right now, and especially here in the U.S., we clearly are not very together on so many fronts, it seems. There's just, you know, chaos and conflict on and on. How do you see, do more people just need to tap into what you're doing? What is it that's going to help us get more together? I just wonder sometimes, like, in just talking to you, if there's something, a song that's in your mind right now about how we can unify and come together as a country and be better with each other. It's kind of a strange question, I know, but just listening to
really
you,
isn't.
I'm thinking that, gosh, can you play something that will help us just stop being so discontent?
Well, and that happens within each and every one of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's really up to the individual and then all these individuals who have these different levels of discontent, division, mm-hmm. hatred, judgment, whatever it might be within themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and then we have a collective that kind of like, well, like what you said, what we've been witnessing, what we've been experiencing really amplified since the beginning of COVID and then some, you know, and I also kind of look at it this way. That a lot of this stuff that's arising, that is showing up on the planet today that we're experiencing in this country, especially, a lot of it is bringing to the surface what needs to be let go of, what needs to be released, what needs to be dissipated. You know, I would love to say as human beings, we easily and effortlessly take on change. You know, yeah, today we wake up in the morning, you know, today I'm just going to change. I'm going to enlighten myself, right? No, yeah. It doesn't work that way. No. Sometimes life has to push us and shove us and kick us and bring things to the surface in order to let go. We're all holding on to so much old, unresolved issues, things that we've internalized over the years, these limiting beliefs, these limiting thoughts, these limiting perceptions. And you know, we need to free ourselves from those things. We need to release and to let them go. And I think when you ask a specific piece, I think the one that shows up for me is open to the possibility. It's like open to the possibility of you letting go of those divisions and those resentments and those angers and those frustrations and those old hurts within yourself. Open to letting those go and open to unveiling another level of your power and your ability to restore harmony to your body, your mind, your spirit, your life. And ultimately, I think when we do so, we shine a light, and that light impacts people in our homes. That light impacts people in our communities. That light impacts people in the world. And I think the more and more of us that are dedicated to restoring harmony in our lives and within ourselves, the more that we're going to have a harmonious planet. Because what's out picturing right now? Disharmony, right? Yeah. I mean, really at the highest level possible. And, you know, I think it's up to each and every one of us being true to our own healing and our own unfolding. And then from there, we can begin to create some huge dramatic shifts. And I think a lot of that's happening today. And a lot of it happened because of COVID. A lot of it happened because of circumstances that have happened in the world that have brought stuff to the surface, brought stuff to our attention, and brought our awareness to another level.
Yeah. You have to move out the old and the not working and the negativity to make room for the good stuff to come into your life, and also for you to reflect that goodness. Yes. And your music definitely helps people do that. Where can folks learn more about you, Mark? Where can they find you?
Well, you can go to my website. It's always a great place. It's markromeromusic.com, Mark with a K, R-O-M-E-R-O music.com. And then you can find me on YouTube, on Facebook, and Instagram at Mark Romero Music. And I just like to get little words of wisdom, music, pieces out there to support people on their journey to, you know, restoring harmony within themselves and to begin to unveil that masterpiece that's within each and every one of us.
That's beautiful. Thank you for the work you're doing and for the help that you've given so many people. You are an inspiration. And I'm sure a lot of folks are going to want to learn more about you and see how your music can help them shine their light and for them to be more of a light in the world. Really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm Angela Ross. Thanks for listening. Remember to follow SoCal Voices on social media at SoCal Voices and hop on over to Apple Podcasts to leave us a review. We love to hear from our listeners, so drop us a line at contactus@socalvoices.com.